Welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Chad, and I serve as one of the teaching pastors here at LifePoint. Sunday at the Lewis Center campus, we continued our series that we're calling Practicing the Art of Becoming More Like Jesus by looking at the spiritual discipline of Bible meditation. And we looked at Psalm 1, which says, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night." So that word meditates is really what we spent a lot of our time looking at, and this idea of Bible meditation. And one of the applications that I think is really important for meditation, and is something that's meant a lot to me specifically, is this idea of day and night. We're repeatedly, regularly, consistently, we are showing up and engaging with the scripture. And so this has become increasingly important in my own personal life, in my own faith. And I think it's something that this passage challenges us to do, because reality is we are going to meditate on something. If it's not the scripture, it'll be an algorithm on social media. If it's not the scripture, it'll be cable news. If it's not the scripture, it'll be a social media influencer. Or there's so many voices competing for our attention. And our hope in this series is for us to focus in on the way of Jesus as the primary discipler of our lives. And one of the ways we do that is through Bible meditation. And one of the things that has really become important to me in my life is in Bible meditation is creating mantras that come out of meditating on the scripture. A mantra could be a prayer that you repeat to the Lord. It could be something that you that the scripture teaches us that you just feel like you need to say over your life because maybe you struggle with identity, or maybe there's some specific struggle that you have. And through meditating on scripture, we can come out of it with mantras. So I want to give you an example of this. Romans 8:1 says, "There is now therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." It's a great verse. And you can meditate on this verse, repeat it over and over in your mind. And some of the mantras that can come out of this meditation would be something like, "I am not condemned." That's a great thing to not only pray to the Lord, but also remind us of ourselves. I am not condemned. Or another mantra that could come out of this meditation on this verse is, "I am in Christ. I am in Christ." Or similarly, "My identity is in Christ." Or one that I really like is, "I am not condemned. I am Christ's." So I don't know if you get the idea there, but we build these mantras out of meditation that apply directly to places that we're struggling, or places that things that we're wrestling with in our lives, or areas that we are just looking for hope from the Lord. And so I hope that you'll take that and be able to develop your own mantras out of your own time with the Lord through Bible meditation. Tell you about one more that's meant a lot to me as we think about finishing up the DriveCast here. I tend to be a perfectionist. I tend to expect the most out of myself. And there's a lot of verses that point to this idea, but there's a verse in Philippians 1:6, and it says, "I'm sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Christ Jesus." And I love that verse because it says, hey, I'm a work in progress, right? And one of the mantras that I've kind of pulled out of this verse through Bible meditation is progress over perfection. Like progress over perfection. I'm becoming more like Christ. I'm being conformed to the image of Christ, Paul wrote in Romans 8:28. And so progress is more important than perfection for me. And another mantra is I'm allowed to be a work in progress. I'm allowed to be a work in progress. I don't have to have it all together, right, to be a follower of Jesus. So I hope this is something that as you engage with scripture, that there are things that you can pull out from your own Bible meditation that can become mantras, that are prayers, that are reminders about who you are in Christ, what you need from him, what he's calling you to do, places that you can give over to him in your life, areas that you need to obey, whatever the case may be. I challenge you to do that. Maybe try that this week in your own devotional time with the Lord. All right, let's pray. God, we thank you so much for the scriptures and how important they are. There's so many ways of hearing your voice, but very few of them are as important as hearing from the scriptures. Lord, I pray that we would engage the word regularly, consistently, not perfectly. We're not going to be perfect, but we would do it consistently so that your truth might be the main voice in our lives. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, why don't you take a minute and pray and ask the Lord to help you to meditate on his word this week. Thanks again for joining us for the Drivecast. Hope you'll come back tomorrow for another episode.